This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump has been impeached for a second time. 10 Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives joined Democratic lawmakers in the decision. They charged Trump with incitement of insurrection for events related to last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol. Trump had rallied thousands of his supporters who then charged the Capitol. Impeachment proceedings now move to the U.S. Senate, but Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Trump won't face trial until after President-elect Joe Biden takes office next week. This means Trump won't have to leave his office. As Congress debated, Trump issued a statement saying, "I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking." Representative Jim Jordan, a Trump ally, read the statement aloud during the debate. Trump issued a similar statement by video after being impeached. Asian shares are mostly higher Thursday as investors await U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's unveiling of the details of his economic stimulus plans. Indices in Tokyo, Sydney, Hong Kong, and Seoul finished higher. Mumbai Sensex was also up. In futures trading, the S&P and Dow are trending higher, while the Nasdaq is in negative territory. A statue of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis could soon represent the state of Georgia in the National Statuary Hall of the U.S. Capitol. A bipartisan resolution introduced Wednesday in the Georgia House seeks to replace a statue of Alexander Stevens, who was a slave owner and vice president of the Confederacy. Prominent Georgian politicians on both sides of the aisle endorsed the idea following Lewis's death in July. And the mayor of D.C. and in Washington, D.C., that is saying that in order to prevent potential violence during the inauguration on January 20th, public is being asked not to attend. This is VOA News. Members of the World Health Organization expert team tasked with investigating the origins of the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, arrived in Wuhan, China Thursday, where first human coronavirus cases were found. They're expected to stay until early or mid-February. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and promoting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. Voters in Uganda are choosing the country's next president and members of parliament Thursday amid concerns the violence leading up to the vote might continue, jeopardizing the integrity of the election. The top contender, 38-year-old musician turned opposition politician Bobi Wine, is seeking to end President Yoweri Museveni's nearly 35 years in power. Wine, who is among 10 candidates, has been arrested several times, allegedly beaten and placed under house arrest for alleged violations of electoral rules. The campaign leading up to Thursday's vote has been marred by deadly violence against protesters and opposition candidates. On the eve of the election, Reuters reports, the United States announced it will not have an observer witness the vote because its accreditation requests were turned down, adding that the election would lack accountability and transparency. Lebanese authorities began enforcing an 11-day nationwide shutdown and round-the-clock curfew Thursday, hoping to limit the surging spread of coronavirus infections after the holiday period. For the first time, residents are required to request a one-hour permit to be allowed to leave the house for emergencies, including going to the doctor. Authorities came under pressure to take a tougher approach after the country's hospitals ran out of beds, with daily infections reaching an all-time high of 5,440 cases last week. The dramatic surge in infections began late in December. Hong Kong media report police on Thursday arrested a lawyer and 10 other people on suspicion of helping 12 pro-democracy activists try to flee the city. The fresh wave of arrests came a week after 55 activists were apprehended in the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed a new national security law last June. The clampdown has intensified concerns that Beijing is asserting more control over the city and breaking its promise that Hong Kong will maintain separate civil rights and political systems for 50 years from the handover from Britain in 1997. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.